Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Tuesday, February 13th. Hope you already got the Valentine's flowers and the cards. If you're going to the store for cards, I mean, goodness gracious, all the good stuff is picked through. Probably going to get some weak-ass flowers. You should have ordered them last week. I hope you guys are stepping up your game Valentine's week. Got a fun Cam Newton Super Bowl story for you. I think you're going to like it. It comes courtesy of Shady McCoy, who is now, according to Cam, my guy. We'll talk a little bit more about the Super Bowl. And I do have to start with college basketball. Listen, you guys know I don't consider myself a degenerate, but I do like gambling on college basketball. And March Madness is coming up. I have a subscription to KenPom. And the other side I go to is Bart Torvik. So not the first thing I do when I wake up, but one of the earlier things I do in the morning is look at the schedule, see what KenPom has, see what Bart Torvik has. And then I take a look at some other spots where the early money is, where the line movement is. And I had a 3-0 on a Monday, wiping the stench away from 49ers losing the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm still a little salty about that. The bets went well. First half was awesome. But 3-0 college hoops to start the week is pretty damn good. But before we get to Super Bowl, because I did rewatch the game Monday night. I don't know if you guys saw it was on NFL Network. And I some interesting thoughts rewatching it. But first, I think Rob G will like this. So as you guys know, Cam Newton was at the Super Bowl doing Radio Row, Media Row, whatever it's called. I'm sure Rob saw him. I got texts from a handful of media people. Oh, your guy Cam Newton's here. He is massive. He is enormous. Like, he looks like, you know, a Viking warrior, one of these like huge hulking individuals. And I, you know, Monday I go to the Herd and I'm on the set and I'm going and like getting water. I'm filling up my Stanley. Yes, I've become a Stanley guy, as Rob smirks, I'm sure. But my kids are like riding me. Oh, come on, Dad, you can't be a plastic bottle guy. That's so bad for the environment. Get a Stanley. Here, use my Stanley and get me a new one. So I'm using a Stanley and I fill it up and I come back to the set and Shady McCoy's here. And he's just like looking at me wide-eyed. Yo, Cam Newton is all over you. I'm like, what's going on? Cowherd's cracking up. And Shady McCoy, who is a friend, and I'm not speaking out of pocket. I think I've talked to you guys about this. Some of the athletes are pretty cool. I vibe with some of them. I got to be friendly with them. Right out of the gate, Shady McCoy was just a cool guy. We got along. He can take some ribbing. He will dish it out, obviously. And he understands. He understands how the game is played. Like, we're here to be interesting and make comments and back it up. And so he says he was at the Fanatics party and he's hanging out with Cam Newton. And all of a sudden Cam goes, yo, your boy, McIntyre, he's been a little out of pocket. And Cam starts, and I'm not saying anything, Shady, I'm sure he'll tell us if I had him on tomorrow. And maybe Cam will invite me on his podcast and we'll discuss it. But according to McCoy, you know, Cam Newton felt, I think the gist of it, he felt a little disrespected that I was putting him in tweets with Dak Prescott and Brock Purdy and these type of players when Cam has, let me check my notes here. Oh, he has one MVP award. So Cam, I guess, feels like I am not giving him the credit he was due. And listen, Cam Newton at the height of his superpowers was incredible. There is no denying that. He was awesome. The year he had the MVP award in 2015, the guy threw 35 touchdown passes. I believe he had only 10 interceptions, running all over the place. He was dabbing. It was incredible. Cam Newton was the jam in 2015. This is where it gets kind of sort of interesting. And again, I'm not looking to denigrate the guy. I'm just saying, like, okay, Cam, yeah, you were incredible that MVP year. Got it. Check. You know what happened the year before that? I know we remember all, like, the Superman and the dab and the 15-1. They were 5-8-1 the year before he went 15-1. He had 18 touchdown passes, 12 interceptions. And the rushing numbers were not out of this world. And the year after he won the MVP, 15-1, he went 6-8. 19 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. And I'm not trying to put down Cam Newton. I'm just speaking facts. This is like, what if you look at his entire career, you see the year that he won the MVP was almost, and I'm not saying it was an outlier, but it definitely sticks out among all the other seasons. Touchdowns-wise, he never topped 24, except when he had 35 that one year. And 10 was the lowest interceptions he threw as a starter. For a full season. So it was his best season by a mile. Every other season was up and down. It was a roller coaster. And Shady essentially was like, Cam was saying, basically, he's acting like I wasn't him. Like, and that's kind of the quote he said. And he was like doing these Cam Newton like motions, which were, I thought, funny, but I'm sure in the moment they look cool and whatever. I don't know, Rob. Was it this stuff we do in the media? I'm not meaning to put him down. I don't know. When you think, you hear Cam Newton, you think, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
My first thing I think of Cam Newton now is the fashion, is the hats, is the wild clothes, the armbands, everything like that. Cause that's okay. Kind of what he's morphed into recently because he hasn't played football, you know, meaningful football, at least in a long time. Secondly, I think of that one magical season, 2015, but even then that magical season is also clouded by the Super Bowl where the fumble is right in front of him and he kind of jumps backwards. Now,
yes,
I still contend that he wasn't actually diving away from the fumble. It was more like guys diving at his legs and he didn't want to get his knee buckled in.
Fair.
Kind of a thing. But it's not the best look for him. And then other than that, I don't think much at all about Cam Newton. And until he comes up and he starts saying things about people or saying things about you and other media personalities, that I started looking into Cam Newton and looking at his season by season. And to your point, and we talked about this, you know, months ago when this thing first kind of popped off, the whole Brock Purdy situation, Cam Newton had a fantastic, miraculous, all-time worthy 2015 season. I mean, he was absolutely phenomenal. And then he wasn't the rest of his career. Mm. He was okay. He was good. He was a solid NFL quarterback, but I don't think he ever had back-to-back winning seasons. I don't think he was ever, outside of that one season, like a top five quarterback in the NFL. And that's not to denigrate Cam Newton. Like, there's a finite number of guys who are consistently top five or have more than, you know, one or two great seasons. It's just the reality of the situation. And so the fact that he has, you know, anointed himself as the definitive opinion on quarterback play in the NFL is kind of wild to me, considering how up and down his own career was.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an apples to apples, but he was such a human highlight reel. I think of a guy like Randall Cunningham, who did not win an MVP, took way too many sacks, but he had like an awesome highlight reel. He's making crazy bombs, running around, absorbing hits and making plays. Like, there was a Cunningham-esque quality to Cam. Of course, he did much more as a pro, but like I say, Troy Aikman, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it announcing or winning Super Bowls with the cocaine Cowboys?
It's winning Super Bowls with the cocaine Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of what you want. And your first thing for Cam was fashion. Anyways, I don't want to make this about Cam again, but bottom line is, you know, Cam, it's just one of those weird things where I have nothing against the guy, but I guess me piping up kind of got under his skin anyways. All right, let's get back to the Super Bowl, Rob.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. The NBA schedule gets really fire this week with the NFL over. I mean, you got Bucks, Nuggets. It's a great, great schedule this week. Remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-467. 369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I had a day to let it marinate. I was able to watch it again on NFL Network. I had a couple takeaways. Number one, if we're doing the three kind of most significant plays in the game, weirdly, two of them, I think, are about the 49ers screwing up. I think the most significant play in the game that changed everything was the punt that was a special teams miscue. It goes off the guy's ankle, and instead of just simply falling on the ball, I believe it was Ray McLeod, maybe not. He tries to scoop it up and run, and you're watching it, and you're just, oh, man. And I know in the moment you want to scoop it up and make a play, it's easy to say, hey, here's what you should do. It's like guy like Chris Webber calling the timeout or something. You know, like in the heat of the moment, it's really tough, and armchair quarterbacks can break it down. But he doesn't fall on it. Casey recovers. They had gone 9 possessions and gotten 6 points. They were doing nothing offensively in this game. Flip the field with the special teams miscue. One play later, MVS touchdown, and the game totally changed. I mean, Niners were in total control at that point. So that, to me, was the number one play. Number two was the missed extra point by Moody. And I'm not going to bury the kicker here. He did make 2 from 50-plus. But the missed extra point. So they're trailing in the fourth. All right, Brock Purdy, this is the stuff you dream about as a kid. It's the fourth quarter. Can I win the game? It's the Super Bowl. The top of the mountain. this is what you dream about as a kid. And Brock Purdy goes down and gets a touchdown. And you're like, yes, okay, we got the lead. They're up four. Chiefs, who haven't been able to do shit offensively. You got to do something now. And then the missed extra point, and it's like, oh, well, now the Chiefs can just settle for three and tie it up, and you knew that was going to be huge. And you guys can argue that there was still a lot of time left, of course, but it totally changes how Casey's calling plays. I mean, Casey got to the red zone six times and only delivered two touchdowns. One of them was a gift-wrapped trip to the end zone on the fumble punt. So I thought the missed extra point was massive. And the third biggest play was a play made by the Chiefs, and that would be the third and four blitz, where Trent McDuffie was just unbelievably smart. Essentially, if you watch the play and you can rewind it and watch it 50 times, it's one of the great blitzes you'll see in the Super Bowl. McDuffie, who is one of the top-tier cornerbacks in the league, I ran into Louis Riddick at the Super Bowl when I was like in this hotel, and we're chatting and you know about the game, and of course he's like, I'm just telling you, Snead and McDuffie are the best pair of cornerbacks in the league. And I don't think he's wrong. Snead was great against Ayuk. He wasn't perfect, but he was very good. And McDuffie makes the play of the game where he backpedals as if he's in coverage as Purdy's calling out the play. Purdy sees him backpedal. And then in an instant, McDuffie not only charges the line, but times it perfectly. The C's part, the guard and the tackle open up, and McDuffie's in Purdy's lap in under a second and a half. Purdy had zero chance. I know everybody loves Mahomes, Montana, Brady. Ain't nobody getting it. McDuffie's getting to you, and you're not completing the play. And third and four, that blew up everything. You settle for the field goal. You know, if they convert that somehow, and I don't know how you do. I'm sure Shanahan is having nightmares about that play. If you convert that, I don't think Mahomes gets the ball, and you win the game. Right? It was at the two-minute warning. So, Rob, those are my top three. Number four would be after the Mahomes pick. On the first drive, where the Chiefs tried to fumble on first down, where Mahomes had the bad pitch to Pacheco and they recover it. Then they third and long, and Mahomes is forced to throw an interception because he's got to make a play on third and long. And the 49ers have the ball in KC territory at the 44. You're like, okay, touchdown here, we're in business. We get 15 yards, we get another field goal, we're up two scores. Gold. And that penalty on second down pushes them to second and long, and they couldn't do anything on the next two plays, and they punt it back. 0 points off a turnover. So those four plays, Rob, in a nutshell, I thought kind of determined the outcome.
Yeah, that's fair. It's kind of funny that during that spiel that you went on, the one play that I had at the forefront of my mind, you never brought up, and that was the incomplete pass in overtime, third and four inside the 10. Brock Purdy has two guys open on that play. Brandon Ayuk at the top of the screen, Juwan Jennings at the bottom. And Chris Jones gets in his face in like 0.3 seconds. And everyone's marveling after the game. Like, man, how did Chris Jones be unblocked? How did Chris Jones be unblocked? And this is a testament to the sport of football and how even though there's guys like Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes who get all this credit and publicity as the greatest players of all time, and it's rightfully deserved because playing quarterback is the hardest position in all of sports, in my opinion. But Chris Jones was unblocked on that play, and everyone's like, how do you unblock their best defender?
Yeah.
Well, lest we forget, in the middle of that game, about halfway through, the Niners' right guard gets knocked out of the game with an injury. The guy who was supposed to slide to the right and pick up Chris Jones on that play, which if he even gets a hand on him, gives Brock Purdy the extra half second he needs to find one of his two wide open receivers. Apparently, he doesn't know the protection, slides the wrong way. Chris Jones comes flying in, rushes Purdy, incomplete pass, field goal, so on and so forth. As important as guys are like Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady and the greatest of all time, would you have ever thought that the game ultimately would have came down in the final minutes to a backup right guard and him not knowing the right blocking assignment? And that could ultimately be what decided Patrick Mahomes getting his third Super Bowl, Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan getting their first.
Yeah, unbelievable. I want to drill down for a sec on Mahomes. And I was thinking, Rob, do you remember the last playoff game Mahomes lost?
That would be the Bengals, right? At home?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At home. And I decided to go back and look at that and see what the hell happened. How did they lose? How did Mahomes lose a playoff game? I mean, he's just so damn clutch. And they had that weird moment in the end of the first half. They're like running away from the Bengals, and then they went, got greedy, went for the touchdown, could not get in. Tyreek Hill was stopped at like the 6-inch line or whatever. Whatever. Bengals slowly come back, but the game, Mahomes leads them down the field. They get a field goal, and it goes to overtime. Chiefs get the ball first, and everybody's like, oh gosh, this is rigged. This is such garbage. Of course, Mahomes is going to score. So they're forced into third and long, and Mahomes made a mistake. He went YOLO. Josh Allen-like, similar to Mahomes, third and long against the Niners, and he has to chuck it deep, and it was intercepted. This one, he chucks deep, I think it was to Tyreek Hill, and it was like batted and then intercepted. A deep ball, low percentage chance of completion, interception, turnover, and it's like, oh my gosh, holy cow, Bengals get the ball, go down, field goal, ball game. Mahomes, Rob, has turned into a game manager, which is not to knock him or be negative. He was a total game manager in the Super Bowl with, you know, so obviously adding his legs into the mix, but yeah, which are game changing, but he was not taking any chances after that interception down the field. You can look at the spray chart. It's all short stuff. Now you could say, hey, he gave took what the defense gave him. But that's what you're supposed to do, right? You don't think Josh Allen would kill to be in the Super Bowl and win one? If it meant he didn't have to go chucking it deep to Diggs or Gabe Davis and try to make these hero ball plays, that was the last Mahomes loss. And it was like, man, they're a totally different team. They've essentially reinvented themselves. And you know, I'm not going to compare myself to Mahomes, but like, you know, I got into this newspaper deal out of college. I was like, oh, I want to write for newspapers. Yeah, that's where the action's at. And then, of course, by the time I, you know, within 2 years of me leaving college, the internet is like blowing up. And I'm like, oof, this is a bad decision. The newspapers, it's like friggin' trying to turn the Titanic doing anything. They don't want to put anything online. They're scared of the internet. F this. So I got out of newspapers and I pivoted to magazines and I was reinventing myself there. And then I started a website. Let me take advantage of this newfangled internet thing. I go into web, reinventing myself once again. Then the web happens and the website, you know, the big lead is got a little lucky with that. And next thing you know, it's like, oh, let me add and pivot to radio. And now I'm reinventing myself. Let me try this radio thing. Then I go podcast, adding a podcast to the ledger. Then it's TV. And like you're constantly reinventing yourself if you're in sports media. I don't think this really applies to like accountants and stuff, but who knows? So I find myself constantly having to change and evolve. And I feel like the Chiefs, Rob, have totally done that. They used to be the explosive team. Remember they went like the length of the field within like 13 seconds? I don't think they could do that right now. I don't think they can pull that off the way they did against the Bills with like these splash plays to Tyreek Hill. They're just not the same type of team. Sure, they can methodically get down the field, but they're not the old Chiefs. They've pivoted, just like how the Patriots under Brady were like, defense first, run the football. Okay? Then it's, let's go two tight ends. And then it's, or maybe it was next was Moss and when Randy Moss and the 50 touchdowns for Brady. Then it was, let's get to the slot receivers, Wes Welker, Edelman. Who's the other guy? They had another, whoever.
Amendola,
thank you. The slot receivers. And then it was like, let's do the two tight end sets, Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. And the Patriots were constantly tweaking and evolving. And the scary part is the Patriots kind of set the blueprint for the Chiefs, who I think are doing it. Rob, they won this game with defense and essentially Patrick Mahomes. Like, that was it. And it kind of sucks for the rest of the league. I mean, I'm not saying that they're locking up the next five titles. I think every defensive coordinator who's got like a playoff-worthy team, like top 10 Super Bowl odds, basically needs to spend half the summer on how the hell do we stop Patrick Mahomes? Whether it's man, whether it's zone, whether it's blitzing, disguising blitzes, what do you do? Because if he gets the ball late, it feels inevitable, Rob.
Yeah, it really does. And just to your point, we started off talking about Patrick Mahomes, the game manager. In the Super Bowl, he was 6 of 11 on passes beyond 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. One touchdown, one pick. Not great. No, I mean, not terrible, but not great. Nothing you'd expect from a Super Bowl MVP that, you know, is known for having one of the livest arms in all of football, that he only pushed the ball down the field one of every four passes, and he completed just over half of his passes, one of them being an interception. So it's definitely a far cry from what we saw from Patrick Mahomes when he first got into the league. And I'm glad you brought up the Patriots, because Teddy Bruschi said something to The Athletic last week before the Super Bowl, talking about this current iteration of the Chiefs. And one thing he said that really struck with me is very quite profound, actually. he said that these Kansas City Chiefs are exactly like the Brady Patriots in reverse. When Tom Brady was winning these Super Bowls early on, lean on defense, don't turn the ball over. We're going to win these games 17-14, 20-17, whatever it is. Just don't make the big mistakes, Tom. And that's how they won 3 of 4. Flash forward to the end of his time in New England. The defense was good, but not great. You know, save for that Super Bowl against the Rams, against Sean McVay. They were the bend but don't break type of defense. But at that time, Tom Brady had fully evolved. He was throwing the ball more, as you mentioned, to Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, Randy Moss, and all these different guys, Wes Welker. And they win 3 more doing it that way. This has happened to the same thing with Mahomes, but he got it done the other way around. He came into the league slinging the ball over the field, doing whatever he had to do, throwing it up to Tyreek Hill, making all these big-time plays, and they won their first 2 Super Bowls playing like that. This season, obviously they don't have the weapons. They had the worst drops in the NFL, but they had a great defense. And Patrick Mahomes said himself after the Ravens game, look, there's going to be times where I'm going to be asked to do things and push the ball down the field and try to make plays and so on and so forth. But with a defense like we have, when they're playing the way they are, part of the game is let's burn some clock, high efficiency passes. Even if we don't score, as long as we're able to keep the clock moving, lean on this defense a little bit, we are going to win a lot of games. And that's exactly what they did against Baltimore. We talked about it, that he was great to start off the game, touchdown, touchdown, and then he kind of went into a shell, that offense. They didn't score the entire second half, but it's because they didn't need to. And just to put it into perspective, the 17 points the Chiefs scored to beat the Ravens to make the Super Bowl would not have been enough to win in any of the previous 5 of their 6 AFC championship games.
Really?
So he's playing at a different style now than even he played 2 years ago. And it's a testament to how great he is, and it's a testament to how self-aware he is, because this is something that Josh Allen still hasn't learned. You don't always need to go YOLO. You don't always need to make the, you know, 25% pass that when you make it, it looks fantastic, but it could also lead to an interception. Sometimes taking a 4-yard pass, a 7-yard pass, getting a first down or two and punting is the smart thing to do. And that's why Patrick Mahomes is back across the mountaintop, because he's willing to humble himself and do whatever is necessary to get the job done.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Let me just quickly ask you to wrap up. We saw the story that a bunch of Niners players were uncertain of the overtime rules. And everybody's, of course, you know, listen, Kyle Shanahan, for whatever reason, has people just don't like him. I feel like, and when I say people, I'm talking like media members. I don't care about the cranks and the trolls on the internet. I don't. My gut tells me the media doesn't like Kyle Shanahan because A, Kyle Shanahan, like, you know, is one of these, like, I know everything kind of guys, like, I'm going to trade up and grab Trey Lance. I know he's, you know, like, people want to bag on Shanahan. Maybe something to do with his dad. I don't know. The genius label, and he hasn't won a Super Bowl. Whatever it is, people just don't like him. And I saw a lot of media types popping into my timeline. The story that, like, oh, Kyle Juszczyk didn't know the overtime rules, and neither did this guy and that guy. And I'm like, all right, wait a minute. I was at a party with, like, I don't know, 50 plus people. And people were looking at me like, hey, what are the overtime rules? And I'm like, I don't friggin' know. They changed them. Both teams get the ball. And then we're like, oh, okay. Both teams get the ball. Both teams will have a chance. And then it was like, well, why is the clock running? Okay. Oh, it's a new game. Ah, okay. So when the clock was winding down on the Hardman play, if the clock had hit the zeros, it would have gone to, what, the second quarter? And we would have, like, switched sides of the field? Well, okay. Does that mean if we were, like, tied after, I don't know, two more possessions, we would go to a halftime of an overtime? Like, I how far do you stretch this? There was just so much uncertainty. Like, I'm not I know, Jason, come on. You're a guy with a bunch of random people at a party. Of course, you don't need to know the rules. Kyle Shanahan needs to know the rules. Listen, Mecole Hardman caught the touchdown pass and went on air and didn't know the game was over. Patrick Mahomes had to run and be like, you won the Super Bowl for us. And Hardman was like stunned. They admitted that. So it's not like it was just the 49ers. I'm sure some people in the Chiefs, and I know the Chiefs players did say, oh yeah, we rehearsed this and that and this. Okay, well, Hardman still didn't know the game was over. I don't know, Rob. I cannot get worked up about Kyle Shanahan. I thought he had a fine game plan. Obviously, people want to talk about going away from the run in the third quarter. That's fine. When I rewatched the game, it didn't look like the Chiefs made a ton of different changes. The holes just, I don't know, weren't really there. I mean, McCaffrey wasn't breaking a ton of tackles. I didn't think he had that great of a game. I mean, he might have won the MVP if they won. He had the long catch and run, but he was just solid. I don't know. I didn't think McCaffrey had like an A-plus game. So I don't know. I just can't crush Shanahan, Rob. I don't know. Maybe you disagree.
I mean, I kind of disagree only because I did say yesterday that he was the Doc Rivers of the NFL, and I shared that audio on social media.
I did see that.
Which you did not retweet, but it's okay.
I'll repop that.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You know, we're moved on.
No, that was good.
We've moved
past
it.
That was good material.
But no, to your point, Christian McCaffrey and that Spagnuolo defense, which was 28th against the run coming into the game, held him to 3.6 yards per carry, his lowest yard per carry in any game in which Trent Williams was active at left tackle. So they were great. I'll tell you what, though, with Kyle Shanahan, as far as the rules go, yes, he's paid to know that rule, but I can tell you for a fact that a lot of people who even work in the sport and cover the sport didn't know those rules. Case in point, on the Monday night edition of The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, Rod Woodson, who calls games for the Baltimore Ravens, he's a Hall of Fame defensive back, one of the greatest players ever, and also a great analyst, had to get corrected during the interview by Chris Broussard about the overtime rules because he didn't quite understand them. And that's not a knock on Rod. I'm sure he wouldn't mind me sharing that. It's just that's the reality of the situation because this was the first time it ever been implemented. The only issue that I have with Kyle Shanahan is it didn't just come down to not running the football. It didn't just come down to, you know, late game play calling. It didn't just come down to the overtime rules. You know, he was uneven throughout that game. And just case in point, 3 of 12 on third down, 25%, which is actually exactly on par with what his offense have done in the third down in the three Super Bowl appearances, the one with the Falcons and the two here with the Niners. He was good in some spots. He was poor in other spots. And when you're the head coach and you have that much talent on your roster, ultimately you're going to get a lot of credit when things go well. You're also going to get a lot of blame when things go bad. And unfortunately for him, they have a history of things going bad in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, I get your point. By the way, the Doc Rivers thing, that was funny. That was one of the better lines so far in 2024. So yeah, I don't know. My biggest takeaway, Rob, is that I think it's a bummer the Chiefs won because I don't think it gives us like storylines galore for like the days after the Super Bowl. You know, you're having to come down from the NFL season and it's just like, oh, Chiefs dynasty, shrug. Reed is back. Damn. Kelce and Taylor Swift, which is fine. Patrick Mahomes is 28 years old and now has three Super Bowls and three Super Bowl MVPs. And it's just, to me, the better storyline would have been the Niners and David take down Goliath Mahomes. You know, Purdy wins. And then it's like, well, what do you do with Purdy? Do the Niners have to pay him all of the money in like a year? I think he's got one more year on the cheap, and then next offseason they'll have to make a decision on him. But it's like, there's no, you know, Purdy was fine. He got them in position to win, and ultimately they didn't. But that, I don't think that's a storyline. I don't, you know, the monkey not off the back of Shanahan. But again, we went over it yesterday. Like, Don Shula, I think, is 2-4 in Super Bowls. You know, Marv Levy lost 4. We're not going to do this. Kyle Shanahan's a choke artist. I think it's way too early. I mean, Doc Rivers has been around in the coaching for like 20 years. You know, that guy is a choke artist. I think Shanahan a little premature.
Well, just look at Andy Reid. How long do you think Andy Reid will break through?
Yeah, and it took Andy Reid, I think, 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man,
he's living it's that. Tough. He's living that almost exact same storyline. Kyle Shanahan versus Andy Reid. Remember Andy Reid and the Eagles 4 straight NFC Championship games. They lose 3
people,
of them. They win one.
That.
Get to the Super Bowl and lose. So he's kind of right on par.
Weren't they at home for like 2 or 3 of those?
Yeah.
I mean, they were and
they were a great teams back then. Yeah.
Yeah, the defenses were loaded, and they just kept coming up short. And here's the thing. That now, looking back, was like almost 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And just, I think one of the
so
games...
So Shanahan just needs his Mahomes. That's all. He just needs the greatest quarterback ever to join his team.
Well, that is interesting that you bring that up. So essentially, Reed got close and then finally got a superstar quarterback, the greatest ever. And now Reed is like on the Mount Rushmore, huh?
That's all it takes, apparently.
Oh boy, KC fans are gonna love us. All right, that's all for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.